This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado added more than 4,500 jobs in June, another strong month for the job market. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
June marked the third straight month of job gains, following a couple of lackluster months earlier in the year. Still, some parts of the state's economy are losing jobs, particularly sectors that are sensitive to higher interest rates like real estate. Federal officials have raised interest rates in an effort to combat inflation. State economist Ryan Gedney says the real estate job market will take a little while to recover.
I do anticipate it to probably look depressed for the remainder of this year.
Colorado's unemployment rate was 2.8% in June. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A Larimer County sheriff's deputy will not face criminal charges after he tasered a man on Interstate 25 in Fort Collins. 28-year-old Brent Thompson ran from the deputy and was hit and killed by an oncoming car. Thompson's friends say he was afraid of police because he was addicted to fentanyl and didn't want to go to jail. His mother is Karen K. Thompson.
He was trying to do better and get better, and I just feel like he would have succeeded.
Thompson's family plans to sue Larimer County. Funding is delayed for a $150 million building at Schriever Space Force Base in Colorado Springs. That's because of the ongoing dispute over the future headquarters of U.S. Space Command. The command could move to Huntsville, Alabama in the next few years, but Colorado's congressional delegation has been fighting to keep it at its current location in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.